proud to be the soundtrack of family road trips everywhere.
I'm having some trouble gaining intellectual stimulation from watching miles of corn pass before my eyes.
And now an exclusive episode from the Odyssey Adventure Club.
And now, Kids Radio presents Classic Concoctions, a new spin on ageless stories from years gone by. Today's tale was created as a series of weekly newspaper articles and much later adapted into what became a very popular movie. What you probably don't know is that the story explores a lot of spiritual themes about love, loyalty, friendship, self-sacrifice, and mostly the importance of wisdom in our lives. That may seem like a lot for a children's story, but the author, an Italian writer named Carlo Collodi, knew that sometimes a children's story is the best way to talk about life's most important lessons. And so he created Pinocchio, a tale of a foolish puppet. Once upon a time, there was a piece of wood. This was no ordinary piece of wood, mind you, but one that was extraordinary in ways you'll soon see. One fine day, this piece of wood found itself in the shop of an old carpenter by the name of Master Antonio.
Ah, this wood will be magnifique as an humble but inspiring statue.
He took a sharp axe to begin whittling the wood down. But just as he lifted it, a small voice stopped him cold.
Don't do it.
What was that? The wind. It plays strange tricks on the artistic mind.
Ow, that hurts.
Master Antonio staggered back. His eyes popped out. His mouth fell open and his tongue hung down.
I was, how you say, discombobulated.
Yes, you could say that.
As Michelangelo observed, there is an angel inside waiting to be set free. Or perhaps it is a devil. Hello? You in the wood? Are you friend or fool? La vache. Yes, 1 minute, please.
Good day, Master Antonio.
The man who entered was a local toy maker by the name of Geppetto, a craftsman of the highest quality.
Bonjour, Geppetto. How may I help you, bonami?
I need a bit of wood to make a puppet.
Huh?
One to be able to dance and do somersaults and amuse people. Do you have any wood you can spare?
Master Antonio looked down at the mysterious piece of wood. A smile crept over his face.
You have come at the right time, my friend. This piece of wood here would be, well,
is that good?
Oh, very good. Here you are. No charge for Geppetto the toy maker. Take it with my compliments and discover the puppet within. Au revoir.
Oh, thank you.
Close the door. Oh, that was, how you say, providential.
Geppetto was a poor man who lived in a tiny house with tiny windows on a tiny street.
What can I say? I'm not made of money.
He sat down at his tiny table to carve his puppet. He began with the hair. Then he carved the face, chin, nose. And then he proceeded to carve the puppet's mouth as he pondered names for his new puppet.
Maybe I should name him Irving. Or Dweezil. Pineco. Pinhead. I know. I'll call him
Pinocchio.
Pinocchio? What kind of name is that? Hold on. You can talk.
You just carved me a mouth. You do remember that, right? I mean, it was just a few seconds ago. Whoa!
Hey! What's with the nose?
Your nose. It's growing!
Thank you, Captain Obvious, but why?
How am I supposed to know? Are you stressed? Stress does crazy things to the body.
You were just hacking away at me with an axe, but I don't think excessive nose growth is stress-related.
I heard of cases where lying, or mischief, or feelings of guilt can cause the
Okay, enough with that amateur therapy, Dr. Phil. It doesn't matter. Just give it a trim, would you, Pops?
Of course.
Geppetto cut and cut and cut some more. But the more he cut, the longer the nose grew.
Okay, enough with the cutting. How do I look? Where's a mirror?
On the wall behind you.
Can you turn me around? I'm a head on a block of wood, remember?
All right. This might hurt a little. There.
Sweet. I am one handsome-looking puppet, even with the nose. Now, how about the rest of me?
What?
Hello? I need a body. Or would you rather quit while I'm ahead?
ahead. Right.
Geppetto got back to work and carved the puppet's neck, then its shoulders, stomach, arms, and hands. As soon as the legs and feet were done, the unruly puppet gave poor Geppetto a swift kick right on his nose.
Ow! Pinocchio, that's no way to treat your father.
Your ginormous schnoz somehow got in the way of my delicate but manly beefcake foot. Sorry. But at least my basic motor skills are intact, right?
Brand new, and you're already prone to mischief.
Anything I say in response will only prove your point.
Try to behave, son. Yeah. Up you go. Let me see you walk.
Well, I'm a puppet. Puppets can't just get up and... Hey, look at me. I'm walking. And running. And headed straight for the door to get out of here.
Pinocchio.
See ya. Wouldn't want to be ya.
Pinocchio. Come back. Oh, what have I done?
Woohoo! Free at last!
So Pinocchio ran off, demonstrating that we are not only born into a sinful state, but inclined to rush headlong into trouble, or in Pinocchio's case, a police officer.
Whoa! Hey, young fella! You should watch where you're going with that broomstick sticking out of your face.
Are you picking on my nose?
Is that a trick question?
Officer! Stop that puppet.
Huh? What puppet? Where?
Well, I gotta go.
Now, hold on. Just a minute there, Cyrano.
Wow, it's Pinocchio. Let go of my nose.
Not till I find out what's going on around here. It's not every day a police officer encounters a puppet with a broomstick nose being chased down the street by an old man. Of course, there was that incident last week with the cow jumping over the moon.
But thank you for catching him, Officer Hallocino. I'll take him, thank you.
You're welcome.
Come along, you naughty puppet.
Officer, help me. You must arrest this man.
Now, why, pray tell, should I arrest this meek and kindly-looking gentleman?
Meek? Kindly? He threatened me with a knife.
I was carving you. Hmm?
See, he admits it.
A confession, eh? All right, Geppetto, let's go.
But I had to carve him. Otherwise, he'd still be a block of wood.
That is no excuse for attacking a poor innocent puppet with a knife. Come along quietly, or I'll have to use his nose as a truncheon to subdue you.
What about him?
Oh, yeah, puppet, you're free to go.
Thanks! Woo-hoo!
Now you have the right to remain silent. Though if you did, this would be a really boring radio drama, so I take that back.
All right.
Pinocchio set off like a wild animal, leaping over bushes and embankments and across streams to get home again.
Didn't I just run away from home?
Didn't I say this was the tale of a foolish puppet?
Ooh, 1 point for the narrator.
Pinocchio eventually arrived back at Geppetto's house. He slipped inside.
Ow! Ah, that ledge. His nose is seriously cramping my style.
And locked the door, pleased with himself for the way he managed to get away from his father. But as soon as he got inside, he heard a strange noise.
Cricket sound effect, cricket sound effect.
Whoa, what was that? Who's there?
Over here, on the wall.
On the... What are you?
Okay, try to guess. Pointy antenna, cool little chirping sound.
Oh, I got it. A ham radio operator.
Close, but no. I'm a cricket, and I am here to speak wisdom into your life.
Okay, whatever. Get lost, bug.
You throw the voice of wisdom out so quickly?
Yeah.
But I was about to tell you a great secret. Oh, well, guess you're not interested.
You got that right. Whoa, wait, what secret? You can stay long enough to tell me that and then vamoose.
Well, here it is. Boys who rebel against their parents and run away from home will never be happy in this world. When they're older, they'll be bitterly sorry for it. The end.
That's your great secret?
Mm-hmm.
It's more like a long fortune cookie.
Heed my words or face a life of woe!
Wait a minute, is that like, whoa, or
whoa? Well, it's probably a little of both.
Yeah, well, you can forget both because I'm leaving this tiny house with its tiny little everything and running away from this tiny little village to see the world. I'm gonna have fun and play.
Yeah, but there's more to life than fun and play.
Yeah, right. That's just the kind of thing I'd expect a cricket to say. Pfft, you probably want me to go to school and do what I'm told, clean up my room.
Well, those things are important to teach you discipline and responsibility.
Blah, blah, blah.
True happiness comes from looking beyond your selfish desires.
Blah, 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 blah.
A life lived for others is the happiest life of all. Otherwise, you'll end up lazy and foolish and be a very miserable puppet. Listen to me.
No, I'm done with it. Here, read a book while I'm gone.
And with that, Pinocchio picked up the nearest book and heaved it with all his strength at the talking cricket. He hit it smack on the head.
Oh, wow, I got a great arm for wood.
The cricket was the only voice of wisdom into Pinocchio's rebellious life, and Pinocchio squashed him.
No animals or insects were actually hurt in the making of this radio drama.
The cricket was, for all intents and purposes, dead, and Pinocchio was alone again.
Ha ha, great. Now, I wonder what Geppetto has around here to eat. Do-do-do-do-do-do, nothing. Typical. He deserts me. Ugh, dessert. Without leaving a scrap of food. I'm gonna wither away like a twig.
Suddenly, Pinocchio's nose grew longer.
Whoa, stop, nose, nose. Feeling sorry for yourself does crazy things to your body. Hey, I didn't notice this box before. Maybe it's a tin of crackers or one of those Christmas fruitcakes that no one ever eats, and I'm gonna eat it anyway because I'm starving. It's money! 6 gold coins! Maybe I can use it to buy some food, genius.
Pinocchio took the 6 gold coins that had taken poor Geppetto his entire life to save up. He dashed out the door.
Ah! Ledge again.
Imagining all the fun things that he could do and exotic places he could go.
Sayonara, you crummy old tiny house. I'm off to see the world.
And away he went, not knowing the precarious predicaments pitted against the pea-brained puppet.
Nice alliteration.
Thanks.
That was a real heavy book. A fool believes anything he's told, but the wise think before acting. Proverbs 14:15.
Ah, I thought you were dead.
Ah, just a flesh wound. I mean, can true wisdom ever be killed, especially by a book?
I guess we'll find out. Pinocchio found a shop owner who was happy to sell him some very tasty food.
That shop owner was right. This food tastes really good. Creamy. What do you call it? Oh, yeah, mud. It only cost one of my gold coins. Bingo!
And then Pinocchio wandered away from the village to look for his life of carefree adventure. He didn't have to go far.
Ooh, music. I love music. Excuse me, Mr.
Eugene Canis Fox. And this is my associate, Miss Katrina.
Ooh, that's a neat sound you make, Miss Katrina. Makes me feel all warm and fuzzy and sort of itchy.
And how may we be of service, lad?
I heard your music, and I was just wondering, you wouldn't happen to know any Elvis tunes, would you? You ain't nothing but a hound dog, maybe?
We are not inclined towards canine-related songs.
Well, I guess I'll have to spend these 5 gold coins on something else, then.
5 gold coins? Ooh! Now, looky here. A puppet such as yourself shouldn't be wandering the countryside with that amount of money. You might fritter it away, mightn't he, Miss Katrina?
Fritter.
I have no intention of frittering. I've never once frittered in my whole life. Which is about 3 hours now. Fritter. Okay, so how should I waste it?
Well, what was your name again?
Pinocchio! I guess I'm allergic to cats.
That is quite the voluminous nose.
Yeah, and it's big, too. If you ever need a pole vault, I'm your man.
Well, Pinocchio, I have an opportunity for you.
Oh, a proposition.
Come with us.
Where?
Oh, where? Why, to the best place to maximize your investment options, the Land of the Owls.
The Land of the Owls? That sounds boring. Nah, I don't think I'm gonna hand my money over to a bunch of bird brains.
Oh, this is where you are mistaken, my friend. The wealthiest people in the world know that in the Land of the Owls, there is the legendary Field of Miracles. Surely you've heard of it.
Nope, I was just carved this morning.
Oh, it's a sacred place.
Ooh, a place of mystery.
A person, or puppet in your instance, needs only dig a hole in the field and place a gold coin into said same hole.
So there's work involved?
Oh, it's a small hole. And then you cover it up with a little earth. Water it.
More work.
Oh, very little earth and water. And then you go off and you take a nap. When you awake, you'll find a beautiful tree laden with as many gold coins as there are stars in the universe, which some scientists estimate to be as many as a septillion.
And if you buried all five of your coins in the field, well, meow.
Meow?
You would have more money than you would ever need, more than you could ever possibly spend. Don't suppose we assist you for our own selfish benefit. No, we merely desire to pour the milk of human kindness into the vat of humanity wherever and whenever we can.
Okay, then. Let's open my vat of thingy kindness for your, whatever you said.
Excellent. Off we go, then, to the Field of Miracles.
The Field of Miracles.
That's what I said.
After a long day's walk, Pinocchio's impatience appeared again.
How far off is this miracle field? It's getting late, and I'm ready to be rich.
Would you believe me if I said we're there?
Probably.
Then we're there. This is the Field of Miracles. Now stoop down and dig a little hole in the ground and put your gold coins into it.
Oh, no. This is the work part, isn't it?
I would dig it for you, but then the tree would be mine. That's how the field works.
It's just... this long nose gets in the way.
Oh, I can fix that. Look at that shiny thing.
What? Ow, ow, my nose. You broke my nose off.
Indeed. Now you can dig.
That's the problem. Fine. Whatever. I'll dig.
Ah, what a glorious day. A perfect day for making a fortune, don't you think?
Perfect.
Good miracle weather, is it? At least wood doesn't sweat. There. Now what?
Now you take a nap and allow the Field of Miracles to do what it does best. Come morning, you'll find a full-grown tree towering over the landscape, its branches bending from the weight of the golden coins. But you must sleep, or the ground cannot work its wonders.
Okay, then. Nighty-night.
Yes, nighty-night.
Nighty-night.
Rich. Rich.
Folly is reckless. It calls out to everyone who passes by, "Hey everyone, it's me, Folly. If you're a fool, come on in." Proverbs 9:13-16.
Pinocchio's sleep that night was filled with dreams about how to spend his harvest of money. He dreamed that he would become a fine gentleman and live in a beautiful palace and eat candies and pies and cookies all day.
And mud. Don't forget the mud.
When he awoke, he jumped up, expecting to see the money tree raining down its bounty of golden coins on the ground. What he saw instead was...
nothing! Just the measly old hole where I planted my money. There's nothing in it! My five gold coins are gone! Must be a bad crop this year. What are you laughing at, you mangy old owl?
Why shouldn't I laugh when feather brains like yourself believe that money can be planted and harvested as if it were beans or potatoes? The only honest means of making money is to earn it, either by hard work or with a clever mind.
If I didn't know any better, I'd suspect you're saying that my money is gone.
Your money is gone.
Oh.
I hate being right.
The fox and the cat dug up your money and fled like the wind. It would take a very clever person to catch them. And as you've already made obvious, you are not a clever person.
Well, I'm getting my coins back.
Ooh, where are you going?
To catch the fox and cat.
What a blockhead. Pinocchio ran as quickly as he could in search of his stolen money. But before long, it began to rain so heavily that any trace of the fox or cat's footprints in the dirt was washed away. Discouraged, he plopped down in the middle of the road and became uncharacteristically poetical.
My life is a perfect graveyard of buried hopes.
Hey, little buddy. What you doing, man?
Well, I'm pouting in a poetical manner. Mm. You'd notice better if I actually had a lip. Just one more thing that's wrong with the life of a puppet.
Whoa. A puppet? You wouldn't be the puppet named Pinocchio, would you?
It's possible, Pigeon.
The puppet whose daddy is Geppetto?
It's conceivable, you molting flying rat. And how do you know my father?
I met him on the seashore 3 days ago.
What was he doing on the seashore?
Building a little rowboat.
He's a toy maker, not a shipbuilder. What's he doing with a rowboat?
He was looking for you, baby. He said, and I quote, "I will search the seven seas for my son. He's gonna follow that dream to Blue Hawaii."
Wow. I figured he wouldn't want anything to do with me after all the trouble I caused.
If I were a cricket right about now, I'd probably say something real wise about that.
How far is the seashore from here?
Oh, it's 100 miles. That's a crow fly.
What about for pigeons?
I'll tack on another 20%.
102 miles?
Mm-hmm.
That's far.
I'll tell you what, little buddy. I'm gonna fly you there, man. I got a soft spot for father-son reunions ever since Kid Creole. Hop aboard!
Sweet! Okay, Rudolph, full power.
Viva Las Vegas! TCB!
The pigeon took flight. And was soon soaring so high that Pinocchio could almost touch the clouds. They soared over mountains and past forest glades, skirted desert plains, and spied more than one waterfall. In no time at all, they reached the seashore.
Here you are, Pinocchio. Follow that dream, baby.
Pigeon, you're the king.
Yeah, I know. Thank you very much. Hey, give your daddy my greetings, Pin 1010, and my sympathy. Dummy crew! You are the wind beneath my wings.
Excuse me, mister.
Yeah, what can I do for you? Talking puppet.
Have you seen an old guy searching for his son?
Yeah, sad, isn't it?
Where is he?
Last I saw, he was a blip on the ocean, a nutshell with a man inside bailing water.
Oh. Did you say bailing?
Yeah, up until he sank, that is.
Sank?
Yeah, right, because there's no point in bailing water once you've sunk.
So he was...
swallowed up by the turbulent sea.
Well, somebody should save him.
Well, I suppose that somebody should be somebody else. Is that what you're saying?
No, that somebody else should be somebody me.
Well, good luck with that.
Pinocchio leapt into the sea and swam and swam and swam toward the horizon to find Geppetto.
A foolish son brings calamity to his father. Psalm 19:13.
Pinocchio swam all night long searching for Geppetto, and what a horrible night it was.
Oh. This is amazing. I didn't know I could swim. I didn't know I cared about other people. I didn't know this water would be so cold. I didn't know, jellyfish bites.
Toward morning, the storm moved on, and Pinocchio saw an island up ahead. He made his way to shore.
It was a big mistake leaving home. I expected wood to be more water resistant. Hope I don't warp. Whoa. What? Okay, who's playing with the squeaky toy?
It's me in the water. Over here. Hello.
Oh, there you are. Whatever you are.
I am a dolphin. What are you?
Driftwood. Say, Flipper, have you seen a tiny rowboat today?
I see boats all the time. I'm in the water a lot, you know.
This one had an old man in it, my father.
Sadly, I did see a little boat with a kindly-looking man in it during the storm last night.
Why sadly?
I saw it under the water. Right before, it was swallowed up by a terrible sea monster.
So, there's no hope?
Situations involving words like swallowed by a terrible sea monster usually aren't big on hope. See ya, Driftwood.
Lost to La Orca. This is bad. I'm in serious trouble here.
Hello.
Whoa, what's the idea of sneaking up on me like that?
I've been standing here the whole time. Do you often talk to dolphins?
No, that's the first one. So far, it's been mostly foxes and cats and the occasional human. Looks like I can add a blue person to the list.
Actually, I'm not a person. I'm a sprite. We sprites are often blue.
Lucky you. What's a sprite?
A wise fairy. Oh, and I also grant wishes.
Wait, you mean I could ask for a wish?
Oh, yeah.
I wish I could grow. I've never grown even a little bit. I'm stunted.
That's because you can't grow.
Yeah, I just said that.
You're a puppet, and puppets never grow. They're born as puppets, live as puppets, and die as puppets.
But I want to grow and be a real person.
That's tricky. I can only grant your wish to become a real boy if you deserve it.
Really? That's all? What do you mean by deserve it?
It's the simplest and most difficult thing of all. You become a real boy by first learning to be a good boy. I'm afraid your track record in that area is a little dicey.
Can you explain the word good a little bit more? I mean, I know what it means, but there might be a loophole.
Well, good boys are obedient, whereas you...
Never obey. I know.
Good boys learn and work, and you...
are lazy. I know.
Good boys always speak kindly, and you are...
I'm rude. I'm totally rude. I know already. But what if, on the odd chance, I did happen to change, huh?
You change your self-centered ways and decide you want to become truly good, then I will grant your wish. You will become a real boy.
Splinter free? No more wood?
No more wood.
Flesh and blood?
Flesh and blood.
Oh, Blue Sprite, you're about to see a reformed puppet.
It sounds to me like Pinocchio has made some pretty foolish choices. Why? What is he missing? For the answer, let's remember the story of Solomon in the Old Testament. Shortly after he became king of Israel, God appeared to him one night and said, "Ask for whatever you want me to give you." Instead of asking for a long life or riches or victory in battle, Solomon said, "Give me an understanding heart so that I can govern your people and know the difference between right and wrong." Solomon was asking for wisdom, and his request pleased God. Solomon understood that wisdom is a precious treasure that guides our lives when we listen. Hopefully, Pinocchio learns the value of wisdom before our story is over. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Pinocchio, the Tale of a Foolish Puppet, an Odyssey Adventure Club exclusive, was written and directed by Dave Arnold, with sound design by Nathan Jones and music by John Campbell. Our cast included Andre Stoika, Whit Hertford, Will Ryan, Jess Harnell, Kimmy Robertson, Audrey Wazalewski, Dan Hagen, and Marvin Kaplan. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.